As I said at the beginning of the Mass, what we saw and what we heard in the Gospel reading, is this working? Is it cutting in and out? Or okay, good. Sometimes I can't tell if it's cutting in and out. But we heard in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah about how he talked about the people who lived in darkness and they're in despair because of the Syrian government that captured them and they took those first two cities before they took all of Jerusalem. And the prophet Isaiah is telling them to have hope, that even though you're in desolation, you're in darkness, you're seeing all these difficulties in your life, a great light will arise. And giving them the hope of the coming of the prophet, of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And this is the hope that they had. And this is what Jesus Christ is reading. This is in the gospel reading that we heard today. And he's hearing about this. We're hearing about the coming of the Messiah. This hope that he's giving. And this is after John the Baptist is imprisoned. And John the Baptist, as he's imprisoned, Jesus begins his ministry, giving the people that hope of saying that I am the Messiah coming here. I am the Messiah coming into the world. And he's showing them that he's undoing the defects, the curse of original sin. So as he's undoing this, he's showing that he is curing the sick, healing the infirms, and all the demons. He's casting out demons. And all that sin brought into the world, he is the one who has given them the hope of eternal life. When we look at this message and we look at our Catholic faith and the reason why we're here today, why are we here? Why are we here at Mass? What does this faith bring to us? Some of us might be here because our parents are bringing us here. Some of us are here because I think you're in the confirmation group and you're here because you're here just to get confirmation and then you'll probably never come back to church again. I hope that doesn't happen. But that's what happens sometimes. We have the sacraments as a checklist. Okay, I got my baby baptized. Okay, now First Communion, now confirmation, and we're done. And a lot of times what ends up happening is we have an eighth grade education in our faith. And that's pretty low. For something that's so important in our lives, an eighth grade education is nothing. Imagine using an eighth grade education to try to get into college or to get a job. It'd be very hard to do, right? Even in this job environment that we have right now. We are striving for something much greater than anything in this world. Are you convinced about that? Are you convinced about wanting to be in heaven? Are you convinced about wanting to get there? Because this life here on earth is so short. We only have a certain amount of time. And this life is, the shortness of this life, for some people could be 40, 50, 60, 70, and if you're lucky, to be 100 years. And that's not even a point in all eternity. We have to often look into our lives in the sense of time and eternity and strive for eternity. Now, Christ, God, has given each and every one of us a certain amount of time here on earth. And our whole purpose and journey in this life is to become Christ-like again, is to become God-like, to regain what was lost, as you've heard me said before, with Adam and Eve and original sin. And that's why Jesus came, and he is that light that dispels the darkness of sin and the horrors of what sin does in our lives. How often in our lives do we feel down and depressed and out? How often do we see our lives so difficult to live? But yet, when we have Jesus Christ in our lives, it makes all things bearable. It brings all things. It gives us that hope. It gives us that light. And we actually live our lives with joy when we actually live our life according to the teachings of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And that is something extremely important. And our first song there was beautiful. I'm not going to be able to quote it right, but it was we become what we eat as we come to the banquet of Christ. And we come to this banquet here, and we become what we eat. And you've probably heard me say this before. And if not, if you haven't, that's good. If you have, it's a good repetition to hear. But this is something that's important. You've heard that saying, you are what you eat. Okay? You are what you eat and drink. And so if you have garbage in, you eat a lot of garbage and yucky stuff and really unhealthy food and stuff, what's going to happen? You're going to be very unhealthy in your own life. Okay? And if you don't exercise or anything like that, so if you're doing all those type of things, you don't eat well, it's going to be unhealthy. So we are what we eat. But if you eat healthy foods, you have a much healthier life and a much healthier lifestyle. And so what ends up happening in our lives often is the same thing. I'm going to say this part here. In our spiritual life, we become what we read, watch, and listen to. We become what we read, watch, and listen to. This is what transforms our lives because of these ideas. So if we are reading things, if we're reading things of garbage that aren't good, that aren't edifying, that aren't bringing us closer to the values of our Christian faith, those things aren't going to help us to arrive at our ultimate goal in life. St. Paul is saying, stay focused. Stay focused on what the whole meaning and reason of this life is, why we are created, why we exist, why we belong here on earth. Be focused. Don't lose focus on that. Be disciplined in that. And so we are what we read, watch, and eat. I mean, we read, watch, and listen to. We're those things there. So if I were to go to your house and look at all the books that you read, the movies you watch, the TV programs you watch, the internet things you get onto, and you get onto there on the internet, and I see all those things, I'm sure you'd be like, oh, Father John, don't even come over to my house right now. But the whole thing is this here, is you have to be the person who, are those things that we're reading, we're watching, we're listening, the music that we listen to, is that edifying? Is that bringing us to a deeper moral value in our lives? Or are those becoming obstacles to the ultimate goal that we're trying to reach in our lives? Many times we think, oh, these things bring us joy. A lot of times they don't bring us joy. A lot of times they don't. They bring maybe a fleeting joy, a momentary moment of pleasure, but that's not a lasting, everlasting joy that we get when we start living our moral values and these moral gifts that Christ gives us and these moral values that he's taught us. I do want to say another thing here is, you know, we're having the Winter Olympics coming up, and imagine all those athletes there. They didn't just get there by just getting there because there was a gift given to them. They got there by hard work and discipline. They had to make a lot of sacrifices to be able to get to that level. They had to give up certain things in their lives, be able to have that type of discipline, that structure. And they also needed a coach. They needed somebody to guide them and coach them and bring them to that level. Or else they probably would never have made it to that level. Somebody that knows and has been there before. And so this is something that's important in our own spiritual lives, is we have to live that life of discipline. We're in that type of marathon, if you want to call, in our everyday lives. And we need to keep working hard in our everyday lives of living the virtues. And it's not always easy. Living virtue, a virtuous life, is not easy. Living a good life is not easy. Living the way of this faith is not easy. But Christ is asking us to do that. Christ is asking us to do that, because if it were easy, imagine what would be the difficulty of living this faith. If it were easy, nothing good is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile is easy to arrive at. That's why hell is so easy to get to, because it's not worthwhile. It's nothing great. That's why living a life of debauchery, a life according to what the world's living, it's easy to live that life. Any wimp can live that life. Any wimp can live that life. Anybody who doesn't have any strength, any moral character or value can live that life. That's why it's easy to go that direction. But to live a life of virtue requires discipline. It requires character. It requires coming to know who Jesus Christ is in our life. And that's what it means to be holy. It doesn't mean to be in church on your knees all day long. Holiness is not that. Holiness is living your everyday life as in all our struggles, in our falls, But the beautiful thing about it is that we get back up. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So we look into our lives and we see, what is it that's distracting us from achieving this ultimate goal in our life? What are the things in our everyday lives that are distracting me from achieving this here? Because a lot of times, how many hours are we on Facebook? Are we on Twitter? How many hours are we watching TV? How many hours are we there texting? Have you ever been? I had to go home for the holidays. I went to we had a family gathering, and they're my nephews and nieces. What are they doing? We're all gathered together we haven't seen one another for a while, and they're texting. They're all texting there. They're probably texting one another right there across, and instead of talking to one another. Is that, you guys laugh about that, right? But that's something that happens here and now. I'm sure people are texting right now in church. I'm almost certain there are some people that are texting in church. I'm going to see if anybody's turning red right now. But anyway, but that's the thing. One day what I want to do is we do need to do a cell phone etiquette. I do want to do this. I should do this one day. Just all of a sudden have somebody call me while I'm giving this homily. And just pick up the phone and start talking to them. Wouldn't you feel insulted if I did that? Wouldn't that be rude? How often does that happen when we're with other people? It's like saying, you guys aren't important to me. Right now, this is more important to me. And that's what happens. And so there should be a selfhood etiquette that needs to be taught and learned also. But the whole thing is, and I'm not saying that's going to cause you not to make it to heaven, but I'm saying is the whole thing is that it's trying to live this life of discipline, this life of virtue. And it's not easy, but the rewards are out of this world. And that's what we're striving for. And now today, what we're going to do, we're preparing ourselves to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And that's something that's so awesome. And he is that light that's going to dispel any darkness. And let's have that conversation with him. That moment of silence that we have after Mass. Let's have a moment of silence and ask Jesus, Jesus, what is it that you want me to do today? Today, this week, to be that better person. To be that light for others in the world that are living in darkness. How can I be that Christian, that true, authentic Christian and light in the world?